Page 81. Forms of self-discipline, and it presumably derives from strongly embedded socialization processes which exist, although of course in different forms and with different outcomes in all societies. These deep and diffused socialization processes are the important sense, I think, in which our lives are totally in organizations and in which panoptic metaphors have their most important purchase. In terms of the workplace, people's behavior is clearly proscribed in the same way as it is in the lecture theater. There are a range of basic, obvious behaviors which we discipline ourselves about. Their obviousness makes them boring, perhaps even invisible, but from my point of view it is what makes them interesting and important. Many of these disciplines are quite general, nothing to do with the workplace at all. Others are more specific, our acceptance that we should turn up more or less on time and do more or less what we are told, and, sure, some people manage neither of these things. Both general and specific cases are an outcome of socialization, and also no doubt an ongoing medium of socialization in the sense that our adherence to prescribed behaviors is reinforced by the constant observation of how others behave. So, then,